This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Saddam Hussein today rejected President Bush's ultimatum that the Iraqi leader and his family must leave Iraq or face war. Iraqi television showed him chairing a meeting of Iraq's Revolution Command Council. Last night, President Bush gave Saddam Hussein 48 hours to leave the country or face the full military might of the United States. The president spoke for 13 minutes as close to 300,000 U.S. and British troops massed in the Persian Gulf preparing for action. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The president spoke just hours after the White House decided to admit failure in its effort to win a majority in the Security Council for a resolution authorizing military force to disarm Iraq. The United Nations has not lived up to its responsibility, the president said last night, so we will rise to ours.
All the decades of deceit and cruelty have now reached an end. Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict, commenced at a time of our choosing.
Last night, the president lashed out at France, which had vowed to veto any resolution approving an ultimatum to Saddam Hussein. Other nations share our assessment of the danger of allowing Saddam Hussein to keep his weapons of mass destruction, the president said, but not the resolve or fortitude to meet it. Although just last week, Mr. Bush had said he wanted a vote in the UN, no matter what the whip count, the White House ultimately decided that to force a vote and lose would undermine the legitimacy the president says he already has from previous UN resolutions.
We believe in the mission of the United Nations. One reason the UN was founded after the Second World War was to confront aggressive dictators actively and early, before they can attack the innocent and destroy the peace. In the case of Iraq, the Security Council did act in the early 1990s. Under resolutions 678 and 687, both still in effect, the United States and our allies are authorized to use force in ridding Iraq of weapons of mass destruction. This is not a question of authority. It is a question of will.
The president's words may not have changed minds in Europe, where the prevailing view is that the U.S. determined on a course of war from the start and only went through the motions of seeking U.N. approval. But Mr. Bush had another audience in mind last night, the Iraqi people, and in particular, the Iraqi military.
It is too late for Saddam Hussein to remain in power. It is not too late for the Iraqi military to act with honor and protect your country by permitting the peaceful entry of coalition forces to eliminate weapons of mass destruction. Our forces will give Iraqi military units clear instructions on actions they can take to avoid being attacked and destroyed. I urge every member of the Iraqi military and intelligence services, if war comes, do not fight for a dying regime that is not worth your own life.
The president warned Iraqi soldiers not to destroy oil wells or obey any commands to use weapons of mass destruction. He promised that war crimes will be prosecuted and war criminals punished. In the run-up to this war, one of the most difficult things for the president to communicate was the doctrine of preventive war, why it was necessary to take action against a regime that may not pose an immediate threat to the United States. Last night, he tried again.
We are now acting because the risks of inaction would be far greater. In 1 year or 5 years, the power of Iraq to inflict harm on all free nations would be multiplied many times over. With these capabilities, Saddam Hussein and his terrorist allies could choose the moment of deadly conflict when they are strongest. We choose to meet that threat now, where it arises, before it can appear suddenly in our skies and cities.
On a day that the United Nations ordered its inspectors and other personnel out of Iraq, and the White House urged all foreign nationals to leave the country immediately, President Bush delivered two very different messages. The terrorist threat to America will be diminished the moment that Saddam Hussein is disarmed, he said. But yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security raised the terror alert up one level to orange, and the president told the country last night that he had directed additional security at airports and major seaports. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
A transcript of the president's speech is at npr.org.